Okay, we're going to start Igeres HaTshuva because we finished Simon Chofei. Some page on the top, it's 180. At the bottom, I don't know. It's the third part of Tanya Igeres HaTshuva. The bottom is 344 in the English. Okay, the Alter Rebbe starts Igeres HaTshuva with the braisa that he quotes from the Gemara in Yuma, and he says as follows: Tanya b'seif Yuma, there's a braisa at the end of Yuma that says Shloisha Chaluki Kaparahein. There's three categories, 344 at the bottom. There's three levels of kapara, Utshuvim kol echad. And tshuva needs to be done with each category. Meaning he's going to give three categories. There's really the brayse of four. The Alter Rebbe doesn't mention the fourth one. But the Alter Rebbe says there's three categories of tshuva for three different types of aveda, three levels of forgiveness, and each one comes with tshuva. And he explains. The brayse says, Avar al mitzvah sase v'shav, if somebody transgresses a positive mitzvah, meaning they're supposed to put on tefillin or they don't. They're supposed to do lulav and esrig and they don't. So the din is Eidin Zaz Vishav and he did tshuva, means he felt bad that he didn't put on the tefillin. Ein Zaz Misham Achemeichemli, he doesn't move from there until he's forgiven, meaning he's immediately forgiven. Aver Al Mitzvah Sleisas Vishav, what happens if somebody transgressed a negative commandment and did tshuva, meaning he ate chazer, let's say, and does tshuva, then tshuva teila, tshuva is still hanging. The Yom Kippur Mechapa, and you need Yom Kippur to forgive. Meaning as follows. If a person transgresses a positive mitzvah, tshuva forgives you right away. If you transgress a negative commandment, so then you need tshuva and Yom Kippur to get forgiveness. That means tshuva itself will not forgive you. You need to wait until Yom Kippur comes to be forgiven. So the Alter Rebbe is going to ask now a very interesting question. From this din itself, it implies that negative commandments are worse than positive commandments. Because the positive commandments, say, as soon as you do tshuva, you're forgiven. And by laisasa, by negative commandments, you need tshuva and Yom Kippur. So the Alter Rebbe asks, Pirush Alfa Gav, even though the Le'inyan came as far as fulfillment of mitzvahs go, the positive mitzvah is stronger. Shadeches laisasa pushes away a negative commandment. The Gemara says, if you have a positive mitzvah and a negative mitzvah, and the only way you could do the positive mitzvah is by transgressing the negative mitzvah. The din is, and that's the only way you could do it. And I'll give you an example in a second. The din is, the positive mitzvah pushes away the negative mitzvah. I'll give you an example. It's one of the classic cases that the Gemara says. If somebody has leprosy, there's a negative commandment in the Torah, you're not allowed to cut it off. The Torah says, you're not allowed to cut off the plague of leprosy. What happens if somebody needs a bris milah, and the leprosy is on the place of the bris that you're going to cut? Now I have a dilemma. If I do the positive mitzvah, I'm going to transgress the negative commandment. But there's no other way I can do the positive mitzvah. So the halacha is, Eser Deicha Leisaser, a positive mitzvah pushes off a negative commandment. That's the halach. So over there the implication is that a positive mitzvah is more important than a negative commandment because it pushes away a negative commandment. So the question is, how come by tshuva, why by tshuva do we say that the tshuva of a negative commandment is harder, that you need tshuva and Yom Kippur, and a positive mitzvah you only need tshuva, when, as far as fulfillment of the mitzvah is concerned, mitzvahs are say, positive mitzvahs are stronger than leisas. So the Alter Rebbe explains as follows. Hainu, Mishum, first Alter Rebbe explains it according to Chassidus. Mishum, Shaideki, a mitzvahs are say, because by keeping a positive mitzvah, Mamshech Erd Veshefa Ba'el Mesol Yenim, he reveals a revelation and the sustenance of Hashem into the higher worlds, from Ha'ara Seirin Tzav Baruch Hu, from the revelation of Hashem. V'gam al nafshu alikis, also on the nefesh alikis, that we say Hashem Kedshanu b'mitzvah. let's explain this a little bit. There are positive mitzvahs and there are negative mitzvahs. What's the difference between positive mitzvahs and negative mitzvahs? Besides one's do's and one's don'ts. If somebody doesn't eat chazer, they don't bring kedushin to the world. If you don't speak Lashon Hara, you don't bring kedushin to the world. When somebody puts on tefillin or does a positive mitzvah, they bring kedushin to the world. What's the difference between positive mitzvahs and negative mitzvahs? Positive mitzvahs were given to reveal godliness in the world. When somebody does an act of a mitzvah, they actively do something. That action brings Elokus into the world. What's the story with negative commandments? What did Hashem give us negative commandments? It's not that if I don't eat chazer, I reveal kedusha in the world. That's not what happens, because I'm not doing anything. If I'm not doing anything, how can I reveal kedusha in the world? What's the problem? If I sin and I eat chazer, I'm strengthening evil in the world. In other words, something Hashem forbids is evil. When I do evil, I'm giving koyach and strength and power to evil. So what's this whole balance of mitzvahs? What does Hashem want? Hashem wants dira b'tachtonim, a dwelling place down here. How do you do that? By revealing kedushin to the world. But evil gets in the way of kedusha. So if I don't do evil, evil becomes weakened. It's not that I'm bringing kedushin to the world. When I do a sin, a negative commandment that Hashem says, don't eat chazer, and I eat chazer, that action strengthens evil. So if evil becomes stronger, then there's a problem for kedusha. But by keeping a negative commandment, the purpose of negative commandments is not to bring kedushin to the world, because I'm not doing anything. When you do a positive mitzvah, it brings kedushin to the world. So the Alter Rebbe says as follows. Fulfillment-wise, positive is stronger than negative. Because positive brings kedushin into the world, and a negative doesn't. But the Alter Rebbe says as follows. If I didn't put on tefillin, and I do tshuva, so Hashem will forgive me that I didn't listen. Right? Tshuva is going to help me that I didn't. Hashem said, do it, and I didn't. But the kedusha that I could have brought into the world is not going to be brought through tshuva. So the Alter Rebbe says as follows. Let's speak in simple, coarse language. Okay? When you eat chazer, you get dirty. Spiritually, you become impure. So what does tshuva do? Tshuva is a cleansing process. You become dirty, you take a shower. The shower is tshuva that cleans off the filth of the aveira I did. Okay? But if I didn't do a positive mitzvah, I did two things wrong. Number one, Hashem said do it, and I didn't. And secondly, I didn't bring down the kedusha into the world that I could have brought. Because when you do a positive mitzvah, you bring kedusha into the world. When I do tshuva that I didn't put on tefillin, the tshuva only helps. Hashem said, do it, and I didn't listen. That respect tshuva helps, but tshuva is not going to bring down the kedusha that I could have brought by putting on tefillin. So the Alter Rebbe says each one has its advantage and disadvantage. Laisa say I need a harder tshuva because I got dirty. It wasn't the lack of kedusha. I got actively dirty by sinning. So therefore, tshuva wise, I need tshuva and Yom Kippur to forgive me. By a positive mitzvah, I didn't get dirty. So the tshuva is easier. But I didn't bring down the kedusha that I could have brought down. And that's why, if you're talking about fulfillment-wise, And positive mitzvah pushes off a negative mitzvah, because the positive mitzvah brings down kedushin to the world, and negative mitzvah doesn't. Right. Not necessarily. Depends what level of tshuva you do. There are different levels of complete tshuva. There's tshuva out of fear, there's tshuva out of love, there's a lot of different levels of tshuva. The Gemara says there's a certain level of tshuva that intentional sins become like accidental sins. There's a level of tshuva that the sins become disappeared. And there's a level of tshuva that avedas become mitzvahs. That is a very lofty level of tshuva. It's a very lofty level of tshuva. But as a rule, what tshuva accomplishes, to use again simple coarse language, I got dirty, I got a shower, I became clean.
So what you say is that from a negative mitzvah it can become good, but from a positive, if you missed the chance, the tshuva can never bring
the light back. That's the tshuva that Alter Rebbe speaks about in Tanya. In other places, a chassidus says that there is such a possibility of tshuva that it can even bring the light back that you didn't do. But that level, the Alter Rebbe doesn't talk about.
On positive
mitzvahs? Yeah. In Tanya, the Alter Rebbe doesn't speak of that. In Tanya, the Alter Rebbe just says the tshuva will not get the light back because you tshuva means I went against Hashem. Hashem said, do it, and I didn't, so I'm asking forgiveness, and he forgives me. Okay? But I'll give you an example. If you're supposed to do a job, I'll give you a simple example. The parent tells the kid, clean up your room. The kid doesn't listen. The kid did two things wrong. The room is not clean, plus he didn't listen to the parent. So when the kid says, I'm sorry to the parent for not listening, that doesn't get the room clean. The room is still not going to be clean. Unless we go clean. If I'm saying, just the tshuva of saying I'm sorry is not going to get the room clean. Like he says, he calls the pasmuvo shaliyuch liskin. There's an aveda that if you miss krishma, let's say you're supposed to read the shema, or let's say somebody was supposed to put on tefillin. Sunday you're supposed to put on tefillin. I didn't. Okay? Now Monday comes, I'm going to do tshuva. What's the tshuva? I'm going to put on tefillin every day from now on. But the tefillin's accomplishment of Sunday I'm never going to get back, because Monday's for Monday and Tuesday's for Tuesday. Even if I put tefillin on twice Monday, it's not going to help for Sunday.
Which level is Monday?
Regretting is, again, that only does
no, but
that
you
I.
Do the moment, what you do is because of your regret.
Doesn't matter. The fact is, the action is what brings down the Kedusha. That action didn't exist. You blew it, you blew it. It's gone.
What is the level that you bring the light back? If I ate something and I didn't make a brocha, I didn't use the sparks in the food. How I can to free the sparks?
There is a level of tshuva that could do that also. It reaches such a level that the past, present, future, it's all the same thing. If you did it, you didn't do it, it's the same thing. That's a level of kedusha. Okay, so he says, when a person does a mitzvah saseh, mamshech erve shafa, six lines from the top, you reveal a revelation of Elokus by Elam Esolyenim, the higher worlds, from the revelation of Elokus. You know, like you reveal Elokus in Tatzilas, Bri, and Yitzir, and so on. V'gam on nafshei olikis, and also on your godly soul. What happens when a person does a mitzvah? They reveal Kedusha into the world and on themselves. Like we say, Asher Kedshanu b'mitzvaysev. When you do a mitzvah, right? Now, on a negative mitzvah, you don't say Asher Kedshanu b'mitzvaysev v'tzivanu not to eat chazer. What? It's not Rashi, it's a Gemara. But there's two opinions, and Rashi quotes the Gemara. But there's two opinions, what should a person's attitude be? Should a person say, I don't want to eat chazer? Or should a person say, I would love to eat chazer, but Hashem doesn't let me. But that's nothing to do with this. On a negative mitzvah, you don't make a bracha.
But I thought whatever you say has a power.
Yeah.
So if you say that you want, but you're not going to do it.
Doesn't mean anything. If a person says, I'm going to put on tefillin, and they don't do it, they don't get a mitzvah. If somebody says, I'm going to eat chazer, and they don't, they still don't make a bracha. In other words, no, the Alter Rebbe is saying from the concept of a bracha, you see that in the positive mitzvah, you say, Shekachanu b'mitzvayisa v'tzivanu. That when we do a mitzvah, Hashem sanctified us, He made us holy. And a negative mitzvah, there is no bracha. Because a negative mitzvah doesn't bring kedusha on you. If, like we said, if you don't eat chazer, you don't get more holy. If you eat chazer, you're going to strengthen evil. But not eating chazer is not going to get you a mitzvah. It's not going to get you kedusha. This that the Gemara says, there is a Gemara that says, if a person doesn't do a layover leisase, is considered nesim eschad, you're giving me word as if he would have done it. That doesn't mean that if you're sleeping 8 hours a night, so for 8 hours you get a mitzvah that you didn't speak Lashon Hara, that's if you talk in your sleep, and you didn't eat chaz, and you didn't wear shatnas, and you didn't do that. This that the Gemara says, if you didn't transgress an aveda, you get reward as if you did it, means if you're walking by a place and the food smells delicious and you have a strong temptation to go in and eat the cheeseburger or whatever and you hold yourself back and you don't, then you get a mitzvah. But it's not if a guy's in business a whole day and he's not wearing shatnas, so because of that he's going to get a mitzvah 24/7 that he's not wearing shatnas or he's not eating chazer. I mean, that you don't get a mitzvah for that. If it was an isayin, so then you're actively doing something. So for active work, you get schad. For not doing something, you don't get schad.
This is a problem if you're smelling somebody frying chazer.
Is it a problem? Are you allowed to benefit from chazer? If they're cooking meat and milk together, you can't smell it.
If they fry it, it's not kosher food if I smell it. Doesn't damage my mind.
No. You're allowed to benefit from non-kosher food. You're not allowed to benefit from meat and milk.
But other is not benefit. I don't like it. It's bothering me.
So then you're not, obviously you're not benefiting it. But a lot of people say it smells good. It smells horrible. Okay. So. I'll give you an example where it applies. Chametz and Pesach you can't benefit from. If you walk by a big bakery and they're baking breads and it smells delicious, so then you're not allowed to enjoy the smell of the bread. Because then you're benefiting from chametz and Pesach.
What you do, you close your nose,
but then you're tempted to.
Yeah, but you're still not allowed to benefit from it. But we're not learning halacha now. But the bottom line is that by not transgressing a negative commandment, you don't bring kedusha on yourself. What you do is you don't strengthen evil. And if evil is not strengthened, evil becomes weaker. But you don't be, like you said, you're not mamshech kedusha on yourself. Therefore, by a positive mitzvah, you say, Asher kedushanu b'mitzvayisa. That's as far as doing a positive mitzvah is stronger than a negative mitzvah because this brings down kedusha and this doesn't. Aval inyan tshuva, but when it comes to the inyan of tshuva, av shemeichem le'yala enish. If a priest speaking now about a positive mitzvah that you didn't do, so he says, even though they forgive you on the punishment, shemadid b'malchusi yizbarach, that you rebelled against Hashem. V'li'osim ma'imer ha'melech. And you didn't do the will of the king. Hashem said, put on tefillin, and you didn't. So even though tshuva will forgive you, that respect of it, that aspect of it, but the revelation is still missing. Tshuva will not bring back the revelation that you didn't do. And like he says, k'maymer azal, like the Gemara says in the Pasuk, mu'uvish le'yuchel iskin, in evil, a corruption that you can't rectify. The Gemara says, what does Shlomo HaMelech mean when he says it's a sin you can't rectify? What do you mean you can't rectify? You can do tshuva. So the Gemara says, it refers to bitul krishma shel arvitz. If you didn't read the night shema, men's obligation, you didn't read the night shema, the day shema, so then you can never rectify it. What does that mean? So the Rebbe says, the avshin is a me'ata likris krishma shel arvitz of shachris le'elam, even though you do tshuva. And the tshuva is you always rules from now on say the shema, Nevertheless, ein tshuvasi meyalis. The tshuva is not going to help the saki mashibitul pamachas that he didn't read it once. That kedusha will not be. And if that kedusha won't be, you're not going to have it. Okay? So therefore, the Rebbe says, the tshuva is easier, but it doesn't work completely. You'll get forgiveness very easily. Why? Again, because you didn't actively... We all know that in life, if somebody tells you to do something and you don't do it, it's not as bad as somebody telling you not to do something and you do it. Because one's active and one's passive. Passive is, I didn't do it. He told me to do it, I didn't do it. But I didn't actively go against him. I passively went against him. When you do something the person tells you not to do, you're actively doing a rebellion against the person. It's a much greater rebellion. And therefore the tshuva is greater, that you need tshuva and Yom Kippur. But when you get tshuva and Yom Kippur, you're forgiven completely. The positive mitzvah's tshuva is easier, but the tshuva is not going to accomplish 100%. Huh? As in what case? So you're sinning. You're not bringing a lot of kedusha for everybody. So he says now, but va'eva mitzvah leisa, so if a person transgresses a negative commandment, aidei shenidba kara benafshi, by clinging to evil, I mean evil clings to you because you actively did something impure, something spiritually dirty. So eisa begam lemaila, you make a blemish upstairs, b'sharsha u'makar chaitzva, in the source of the neshama. And makar chaitzva means the place where it's carved out from, in the Levushim of the 10 spheres of Asiya. Like it says in Tikkun Zayin Zayah, Levushim, when you establish garments, the neshamas fly out to people. Therefore, you can't be forgiven to your nefesh. You need Yom Kippur. Why? Because you made a blemish in yourself and in the spiritual realms. So in order for that to happen, you need to reach a level of tshuva. You need a level of tshuva that's going to reach not only by you, but in the highest levels to rectify it. And that's why you need to wait until Yom Kippur. Why? Because it says, Kvesha Kozik, it says, by Yom Kippur, v'chiper ala kodesh. Hashem will forgive mitumis b'nei Yisrael from the impurities of the Eden, u'mipisheyem from their avedas. Lifnei Hashem titaru, before God, you'll become pure. And as Alter Rebbe says, lifnei Hashem daika, higher than yutkei vavkei. Meaning, tshuva reaches a level of elokus which is higher than what you did. And that explains how Yom Kippur works, so to speak. And the Pasuk says, the Alter Rebbe explains the Kototeira, the Pasuk says, Kibiyei Mazeh, on this day, about Yom Kippur, he says as follows, on this day, Yichaper Aleichem, he will forgive, it doesn't say who, he will forgive, it doesn't say Yichaper Hashem Aleichem, it says, he will forgive, Mikol HaTiseichem, from all your sins, Lifnei Hashem Tetaru, simply means, before God, you will become pure. So the Alter Rebbe in Chassidus has explained, that the level of Yom Kippur is higher than Yudkei Vavkei. And therefore it doesn't say Yechaper Aleichem, he, that Hashem will forgive you, because Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, is a name of Hashem. Tshuva reaches to the essence of Hashem. And that's why it says Lifnei Hashem Titaru, not only before God, but Lifnei Hashem is higher than Yudkei Vavkei. What does this mean in simple English? Yudke Vavke, that's four letters. Okay? The four letters of Yudke Vavke correspond with the four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzir, and Asiya. The four letters of Hashem's name of Yudke Vavke correspond with four levels of the Neshama, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya. Yechida, the essence of the Neshama, is higher than Atzilus. In order to rectify the blemish that the neshama did on itself, and the blemish the neshama did in the world upstairs, you have to reach a level higher than the worlds to clean it. If you're dirty, you can't clean yourself. You need an outside water, outside power to be able to become clean. So he says, when a person transgresses a negative commandment, what basically happens, they bring impurity upon themselves. They bring impurity on the neshama in all four worlds. So then you need Yom Kippur to finish it. Why do you need Yom Kippur to finish it? Because the ultimate cleansing has to be from a level which is higher than the four worlds, which is higher from the place where neshama comes from in the four worlds. So therefore Yom Kippur has five tefillahs. We know there's five tefillahs in Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is a level of Yechida, which is higher than Yudke Vavke, which is only four letters. And therefore tshuva is incomplete until Yom Kippur cleanses it. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining very simply. When I transgress a negative commandment, I actively brought tuma on myself. Not only did I bring tuma on myself, but I brought tuma on all the worlds upstairs, because my action impacts all the worlds. So therefore, in order to cleanse that, I can only do it when I reach a level higher than the four worlds. When is that? On Yom Kippur. Yeah. Tshuva, Yom Kippur doesn't forgive all avedis. If somebody has to get killed by Bezdin, somebody committed murder, right? And they did tshuva on Yom Kippur, is Bezdin going to kill them or not? So what? But didn't he do tshuva in Yom Kippur? Did Yom Kippur forgive him? Yom Kippur doesn't forgive you on avedis that Bezdin has to kill you. No, even b'mezid. If somebody eats chazer b'mezid, Yom Kippur will forgive him if they do tshuva. But certain sins, you need death to forgive you. But that's the third category of tshuva that Alter Rebbe didn't get to yet. This is speaking a regular leisaser. The next category we're not getting to tonight is krisis and misis bezdin. Then if you did an aveda that bezdin has to kill you, or you eat on Yom Kippur where Hashem gives you kodesh, then you need tshuva, Yom Kippur, and punishment. Mita. Depends. Sometimes Misa, sometimes whatever it is. For sure, it's already miklat. But whatever it is, it is.